Lessons from the late Pesach Haba Aleinu Latova. I thought I would give an idea over to everyone. Unfortunately, not able to do it live with our Talmidim traveling far and near, seeing the great Eretz Yisrael, finally being able to enjoy the land of Israel. And we think about 1 year ago, really almost to the day of when Corona became something that unfortunately became part of our lives. It was these parshas, Vayakha Pekudah, and this week's parsha Vayikra, when we started to understand how serious this was. It's almost comical to think today about a real discussion by some rabbanim of maybe we should extend Adar to make two Adars this year, because by Pesach, things will be over. And of course, we are a year later and still reeling from the difficulty of Corona. And despite and benisim v'nefloys, to be able to appreciate and be able to go to a Shabbos HaGadol HaDrasha live is something to appreciate now. It's something we didn't appreciate. To be able to look back at what we should be appreciating in life. It is the little things. This year has taught us many, many lessons that hopefully we'll take with us. And the fear that many have, as here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, and I believe even outside of Eretz Yisrael, things are certainly looking positive, but they're not there yet, clearly. Many of us, like myself, are saddened by not being able to celebrate the Seder with our loved ones. Baruch Hashem, for many who are able to be together with their loved one here in Eretz Yisrael, being able to see their parents, grandparents again, it's really a wonderful thing. And as things are looking better, the fear, of course, is, are things going to, and I use quotation marks, but go back to normal? Have we learned anything? And there is no happenstance in the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam does what he does to show his Ahava to us and to teach us lessons. And it is that year later when this really the sea of Corona hit us, when we knew that this was something serious, when we knew that everything would have to be done alone, and those, you know, running to the supermarkets and having to wait on long lines. And now it's the test. It's a year later. How will our Pesach look? Rabbi Moyer of Aaron Soloveitchik, we think a lot about these days of how he would react, what encouragement he would give us during this difficult time. Quoted the famous Rambam, Chayav Odom L'Harus Asmo, Kilu Hu Yotza Ata, with an iron. There's a chiyuv for a person to see himself leaving Mitzrayim, Ata, now. And we know that, I believe Rav Aaron quoted the Haggadah of Rav Ashkenazi, who says that this is not the Rambam teaching us a history lesson. He's teaching us the Ata, the now. There are Svaridim who literally act out the Haggadah and dress like slaves. Because the Rambam was teaching us a fundamental message. The night of Pesach, Vihigata, telling over the story by Yom Ahu, Vihigata Levincha, the centrality of the night is to tell over the story, but not as a mere history story, as a story of Atah, the story of now. There is a Zechira, as Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his grandfather, said, it's not the same Zechira we have every single night. Every single night we have a Chiyuv to remind ourselves of Zechiras Mitzrayim. We say it in Kriya Shema, of course, twice. That's a difference, says Rav Chaim. This is a night of Leil HaSeder, unique, the Halal HaGadol, Derech She'ela V'Tshuva. And it's important, as many point out, that we don't just keep the kids up, as the Mishnah Berurah says, for the question part. It's the answer part that is even more important. Avadim hayinu l'faru b'Mitzrayim. Rav Chaim explained that the whole concept, the Gemara in Pesachim, Matchil b'Gnus Mesayim b'Shavach, it's the story of the Jewish people. Actualizing that story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not one that merely happened thousands of years ago. I think someone said 3,333 years ago, maybe. But it's a story that keeps happening b'chol dor v'dor. One of my great rabbeim, Harav Sobolovsky, pointed out to another Rambam. The Rambam uniquely tells us that the night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Zechira similar to Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. Many question this Rambam. What is the Rambam talking about? What is the comparison to Shabbos Kodesh? And we know that there's a dichotomy on Shabbos of Zechira and Shmira. We're actually telling somebody to keep something and remember something. It appears to be diametrically opposed to each other. The Psukim in Yisro and Vaschanan seem to be teaching us two different things. Zachos Yom HaShabbos, Zachos Yom HaShabbos, Kodesho, and Shomer Yom HaShabbos. And that's why we say Zachor V'Shomer, B'Dibur Echa Nemar. Because if we were not to say that, how is it possible for those two themes to come together? Because it is a theme of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. As the Gemara tells us, we need to understand this din, this idea. On one hand, we have the keeping of the Lametetz Malachos, and we know the expansion of that, so much that we can't do. And then a Zachreyu HaYayim, a Zechira. But Shabbos is not just about what not to do. And that's what the Rambam is getting at. It's what to do. It's what my life should be looking like. In fact, on Pesach, we have also Zachor V'Shomer. Because we have Shmura Matzah, Shmira, Mishas Ketzira. Just like we have a mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, we have a Zechira of Pesach. As the Or Sameach puts it, Kiddush, Dalekoisos, is done, really technically can be done, on a Chamar Medina. Is that concept of being Mekadesh, the now. As the Ramban says, that is the centrality of Avodas Hashem in our lives. A sense of Ava V'Yira, something that seemingly is the opposites, draw together for an immediate and beautiful love of Hashem. But the Shemira in itself is the Avodim Hayinu, is being an Avodim to Hashem, is the Yiras Hashem that we have for Hashem. Showing the dedication we have, like real Avodim, but not Avodim to Poland, Mitzrayim, Avodim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why the Leil HaSeder is not merely a lesson in history that we are telling our children. There's tremendous Ahava on this night. As the Svarim HaGadoshim tell us, Shir HaShirim should be recited at the end of the Seder. Because we have just reached the point of ultimate love. Harv Rosenblum is talking more about the elections. But he said that Dafka, the Haggadah, is split. So that when we finish eating and we have a tremendous joy after having this amazing and important meal, the first words we say, Lo lanu. Ki l'shimcha tein kavod. Our existence on this earth is for one reason, to give kavod to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to recognize that. Recognize the tremendous ahava that love that Hashem has for us on this very special night, Leil Shimurim. We explain the idea that it's not just Stam a night that the Jews got out of Mitzrayim, Bisbren and Bisarim. The night Yitzchak recognized Yaakov was the right choice to take on to the generations. The custom of not locking our doors fully, not saying Kriya Shema. It's a special, unique night to recognize the Ahava that Hashem has bestowed upon us on this tremendous night. That's the tremendous Shira, the special Hallel, this Hallel HaGadol, that we can't have the chutzpah of ever doing at night, except for this very, very special night. Leil HaSeder is not a night of mere zechira. Chayev Odom Haros is Atzmai on this night. The Rambam's Ata, Rav Aaron said, it's the night that we show no. Nothing happens in happenstance. For a year, we were put into quarantine. And then Hashem gave us a Yetzias Mitzrayim, a Nisim v'Neflos. Here in Eretz Yisrael, so many were zoiche to the vaccine, Baruch Hashem, in other countries as well. It's a personal geula for many people. You think about the grandparents who had to sit at home last year. And after literally 365 days, they can come back and have Pesach Seder with their children. The Netziv explains the Hallel of the Seder is Hallel B'Shas HaNes. Previous miracles, Chasam Sofer speaks about, is Midrabanan. This is a Hallel Midaraisa for the Nisim and the Flosh, She'asisa La'Vaseinu Ba'Yimim Ahim Bazman Hazeh, if we borrow the term. Hallel Seder is Minatayra, because of the current, the today. It's combining the past with the present. Rav Goldlich pointed out, that's why we have 15 simonim, min ha-meitzah, karasa yah, the yud and the hey, combined together, the past with the present. And that's the ikra of the Haggadah. And all of a sudden we find ourselves in the middle of the Haggadah after we had a lot of fun with singing the halachmanya and breaking some matas and having little karpas. And then all of a sudden we're derish pesukim, not even pesukim from Sefer Shemos. From Devarim of Parshas Kisavo, the Bikurim? What's going on over here? Many hold that that's the ikur of the Haggadah that unfortunately gets missed by many. Being Dairish the Psukim of Bikurim that were brought in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So we read about the past, that's true. But Bikurim remind us of the future, of the Hayom. He got into Hayom, La Hashem Elokecha, says the Psukim. As if we live in Israel now. So Velosky quoted his Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Goldwich of KBY, Zatzal, that he would say the Bikurim tells us the story of the now. I just came, I'm here. What's happening currently in your life? It's Leil HaSeder every year. Leil HaSeder has to speak to us about the now. It's interesting, as many point out, that it's not until the end of the Seder, the last day, Shavi Shal Pesach, we talk about the future, the Az Yashir, the future Geula. But now we have to talk about the now at the Seder. We combine what happened with what is currently happening in our own lives. And our story, as I said, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says, is the Matchil Begnus Mesayim B'Shevach. It's a real story of what really happens to the Jewish people. Yes, there's something called Corona. Rachmana Litzlan, thousands of people die. Of our own people die. To live in a country where 500,000 people have died, it's unfathomable. And we'll actually have the chance to digest the thousands of Jews that died. That's the now. But we're still around. Because Messiah B'Shevach. That's the Seder. That's the Chiyuv of the day to remind our children. Oh yeah, the Dim Hayinu L'Farim Mitzrayim. Oh, it wasn't easy. The Pesach Seder didn't take place over, you know, a few months. The Jews didn't have it easy. They had the Esther Makos even during the Esther Makos. It was years. But you know what happened at the end? The story of the Jewish people. A geula. A redemption. And how 1 year can show us that is truly remarkable. And yes, we're certainly not there yet, and there are certainly continuing fears, and we continue to daven. Somebody pointed out in a certain shul, why are they still saying Tehillim? The person said, what do you mean, why are we saying Tehillim? We're still davening outside. Corona's not over. Some shuls now, Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It was nice to have a Shabbos of Golda Drasha, but you know what? I still had to wear a mask. And my son, who wanted to come to the Drasha, who doesn't have the vaccine yet because he's 15, couldn't come to the Drasha. So it's certainly not all perfect yet. There are certainly still cases. It's amazing. Eretz Yisrael, 1,000 cases. That's 1,000 people. So we're not there yet. But we tell our children of the story. That's the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. Story of what happened to me. But who am I now? What have I become? And that was the real test, because the test begins now. Because we already know that we're there. Mirtz Hashem, we're close to the end. We shouldn't have, as I said, I want to be very clear. I'm not predicting that this is the absolute end, but we finally can see a light at the end of the tunnel. Finally start to see things opening up here in Eretz Yisrael, this Tav HaYarok. We can go to sporting events and Mirtz Hashem yeshivas will open up more. Hotels and all these different places. And there's an appreciation for things we didn't appreciate before. And yes, we still sit around the Seder and we bemoan the fact that we can't be complete with all of our family. If you're not a citizen of Israel, you still can't come to Israel. So we're not there yet. But now's the test. Now's the Seder. I argue that maybe even last year was the Seder out of Yira. We really didn't know what was happening and what was going to happen. And there was a sense of awe and trepidation when we said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael, Rabbanu Shalom, we need the Geula. And now as things look so good, are we going to have the same Kavanah we had last year when we said Ga'al Yisrael? But out of an Ava. Last year was the year of Yira. Yes, I get it. But will we have the same kavana and say the Gal Yisrael? And all those things we may have promised ourselves that we would work on. There are so many things that people accepted upon themselves, and now we're going to come back into shul. For example, a person said, my outside minion, no phone. Either I leave it at home, I put it in my talis bag, no. And now you're going to go into a shul and start with a phone again? Hayitachin, is it possible? Somebody told me just this evening, they took upon themselves dafiyomi, mamish because of Corona. Brachos was easy, and then Corona started. They said, I might as well continue. They're already on Pesachim. They're already almost finished with Pesachim. So he's going to stop now? Because things look better? Are you crazy? This is the howl of the Hoidah, the Doraisa Hoidah we give the Rabbanu Shalom. And this night and say, no, this is the Jewish story. It's Dafka the first, Rav Aaron Levy says, it's Dafka the first Yomtiv that we have every year. Rosh Chodeshim, in Nisan, is Geula, is the first words, are the words of Avadim Hayinu, that we became your Avadim, which is the greatest thing that could happen to us. He quotes the famous poem, song of Yehuda Levy. Avdei Zman. Avdei Zman. Avdei Eved Heim.
Eved Hashem, that's the true person that's chofshi. He said the world, Rav Aaron Levy said the world is crazy. Because they say the opposite.
You know who's really free? Person's free who doesn't have to follow the Rabbanu Shalom's Torah.
No.
The free person is recognizing that our first holiday is freedom, that we are Tzivos Hashem, that we are the army of Hashem. That we can recognize that even when things are bleak, Hashem always got us out of it. And how many stories do we know this year about that? How many people do we know? The people now here in Eretz Yisrael returning back to the wards where they thought that they were dead. I just saw a report earlier today about a person who returns to the hospital in Eretz Yisrael, and the doctor says, I'm going to tell you the real story about yourself. You died twice, he said. The guy didn't remember anything. Nisim v'nefloys. What Nisim v'nefloys? Not that happened, obviously. You all know the story of somebody who lived from this. The first firm person. Whatever, if that was the actual first person in America, in New York, that got COVID. He lived to tell the story. And there are great losses. Yes. Great pause we have to at the Seder as well and think about those that are no longer with us and those that suffer and those, Rachmana Litzlan, who don't have those loved ones at the table. But let's remind ourselves that the night of Tzitzias Mitzrayim is not a night of Zechira only. It's Lamaisa, it's the Atta, it's the now, the Rambam of Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's concept of living the now. I don't have to go back and tell my kids the story of 1948, 1967. I lived through, kids, you lived through Corona. And we're still here to tell about it. May we be zoicha to really understand these messages. And as we had a different Seder than we ever had in our lives last year, let it be even better this year. Let it be a howl of Daraisa, of Hoidah to the Rabbanu Shalom. But the Nisim v'Nefloys, as he said, Bayamim Mahim Bazman Azad, he does for us continuously and constantly. And be Zoycha to eat from the Psachim Zvachim, Zvachim Psachim, Pavias Goyal Tzedek, Bayishlishi, Bimheir of Yamenu, Chakosher Vesameach, to everyone.